Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Wednesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Concerns over inflation and increasing gas prices are mounting as AAA's national average for regular gasoline today is sitting at $3.39, a half cent higher than yesterday. And it's also been over a month since those prices fell, as the national average is currently $1.24 higher than this time last year. Prices here in Alaska for regular gasoline, according to AAA, is at $3.72. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan recently told Maria Bartiromo on the Fox Business Network that prices are going to go up this winter, taking away disposable income.
You know, we're importing two times as much oil from Russia than we did a year ago. At the end of the Trump administration, we were energy independent for the first time in seven decades. Now we have the National Security Advisor, the President, the Secretary of Energy begging OPEC, which includes many of our adversaries, to produce more. You know, I had a meeting with the Secretary of Energy a couple of months ago, and I said, Madam Secretary, I have a better idea than begging OPEC to produce more energy, produce more oil. How about getting the jackboot of the federal government off the throat of Alaskan producers, right, of other American energy producers?
That's right.
That's what we need.
Sullivan also said,
we're seeing the ramifications of this. This entire increase in prices across the country is self-inflicted by the Biden administration. Their policies of killing American energy are working, and it's really working in Alaska, where hardly a day goes by, Maria, where they're not trying to restrict more energy production. This is going to hurt all American families.
ABC News reports the increased gas prices is because of the rising oil prices, because partly China is buying up crude oil, according to analysts. The board of the Alaska Railroad voted unanimously to rescind a requirement for all of its employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Railroad employees initially were supposed to be vaccinated by December 8th to comply with vaccine requirements ordered by President Biden that in part required vaccination for employees of contractors doing business with the federal government. The railroad is a federal contractor, and an email sent to railroad employees last week said that railroad must meet the standard, but the board decision Tuesday followed legal challenges that have been filed elsewhere seeking to block the federal mandate. This according to a spokesperson for the Alaska Railroad, saying that the board could revisit the decision depending on the outcome of the vaccine mandate's legal challenges. The spokesperson said nearly 53% of the railroad's nearly 700 employees are vaccinated, saying that failure to comply with the vaccine mandate could cost the state-owned corporation millions of dollars in federal grants and contracts, and the space it leases from the U.S. Forest Service in Anchorage. Board members expressed reluctance to require vaccinations. Board member John Binkley had said to the Associated Press that we have one of our U.S. senators that has implored us and others within the state of Alaska not to make these decisions until there is more certainty on what direction is the country headed on this. This referring to comments made recently by Republican U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan. Binkley said there just seems to be a lot of state of flux in terms of how this is going to manifest itself. The uncertainty over how the railroad's approach to the federal vaccine mandate might affect its workforce, grants, and government contracts, and it could complicate its recovery from blows dealt by the pandemic, as last year it lost nearly $8 million in revenue.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.